What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And the question right now is, what happened to the Nordic males? Were they as good as legend has it? Or, in point of fact, were they never as great as they were made out to be?
Well, yeah, that's it, Michael. I mean, what's your opinion? I really don't know. I mean, do they have artisanus in Sweden and Norway or something? I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, you know, there's a show called Expedition Unknown with Josh Gates, and one of the episodes that he did basically involved Viking culture, and it was pretty impressive. You're absolutely right. It just seems like so much of our culture is starting to fade away because of the influx of other people, if you will.
Well, you know, Michael, I got to say, watching this, what's going on with the impeachment process here with Trump, I know a lot of your callers are going to call in. I got to tell you, what I've seen, and I know you agree with this, 80% of these people that are going after Trump are Jewish. 80%. 70 to 80%, I'll put it that way. Schiff, Nadler, they're all Zionists. Every one of them, basically. Okay? They're going after Trump because they want to put a guy like Bloomberg in there, or that imbecile Biden, or the other Buttigieg. Are you kidding me? You want to destroy whatever masculinity is left in this country at all? I mean, what is going on here? Look what they've done to the Nordic countries. Look what they've done to Europe. You got the mayor of England, I believe, is a Muslim. Correct, Michael?
Yes.
And they had mucho stabbings over there already. They don't use guns in England. They use knives. Or swords, or machetes. And I don't understand, but I'm realizing now, like this guy, Pencil Neck Schiff, this guy is so deep state, whatever you want to call it, swamp or sewer, and the sewer that's coming out of his mouth, this guy, Schiff, it's just unbelievable. And the press in this country is 80%, which is not the majority of the people in this country, but 80% is being controlled by 2% of the population. Something is drastically wrong, and it has to be straightened out immediately. It's like these liberals in New York and New Jersey and all these other New England states, let's take the 20 million illegals and stick them right up there. If I was Trump, I'd say every one of you illegals in California, Texas, Arizona, you're going to be shipped up to the New England states where Bernie Sanders at, shipped, and that other idiot Blumenthal. The one that said he went to Vietnam, that lying creep. That what's his first name? Dick Blumenthal. That guy. All these illegals, 20 million, stick them up in those New England states where we know some people live in New Jersey, New York. Let's stick all these illegals up there, clean up Texas and Arizona and California, and then we'll see who will win the Electoral College. That's what Trump should be hitting on right now. You know what? You want these illegals by the 20-some million in here? We're shipping them all into the New England states. Where Pocahontas lives, where Bernie lives, where Biden lives, stick them right in there. Virginia is already gone. They've ruined the state of Virginia, Michael. That was the home of Robert E. Lee. That was Robert E. Lee's country. That's where he's from. I mean, this is all by design. Everything here is by design by the swine. This is a big cabal design. This is all I can say that I'm seeing with my own eyes. With this guy Schiff, this guy Nadler, and the other nincompoops they got in the Democrat Party. Going after the president of the United States like this, this is unprecedented, unheard of. It's uncalled for. It's insanity. But, you know, we have callers that are going to call the world. Well, you know what? Trump has done more. Matter of fact, they have Trump on Drudge. I couldn't believe Matt Drudge reported it in Breitbart. That Drudge is more popular than Abraham Lincoln. I don't know if you saw that article. Do you see that, Michael?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's on Matt Drudge. Trump is more popular now than Abraham Lincoln, according to what they're saying in Matt Drudge in Newsmax, in the other one. I saw it on Drudge, and I was on Breitbart. So my point is this. Yeah, he's not the greatest president, whatever, per se. But the guy's least exposed the immigration situation, like it's been covered up. A lot of people didn't know how many millions of people are pouring into this country every year. Okay, yeah, Trump, has he done enough? No, he should start arresting. I called a few senators. I said, when are these people going to get arrested? These people are allowing this invasion of our country. They should be going after impeachment. They should be going for people like Pelosi, for Feinstein, all these people, the California, Mexifornia. They should be arrested right now and put in concentration until they can have a hearing on these people.
I understand that Pelosi's son, Paul, is in trouble.
Yes, that was
not sure what he... Yeah.
Well, he's like another Hunter Biden. They have a Hunter Biden there showing something about he killed, I think it was a deer or something, and he's laughing about it. I don't know if you saw that video. They have it was a sound video that you hear Hunter Biden laughing after he took down a buck or something, and I don't know if he was allowed to do it or they had that on the news, and I didn't really pay attention because, you know, I get so sick of the news, not the nonsense. But, you know, one thing I did hear, Michael, and I was going to ask you to iterate on this. You saw the angel mother who finally, after years, got the illegal that killed her son shipped back to Mexico. You saw that story?
Yes, I saw that story.
Now, if that's the case, there's still 4,800 mothers and fathers, angel mothers and fathers, who had their loved ones murdered by an illegal alien. What is being done about that? And not even counting Kate Steinle and Molly Tibbetts. And if you notice, the Molly Tibbetts case was supposed to come up to trial this month, but they're keeping it out of the media. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. I've heard about that. So,
yeah, they're supposed to bring that case up, but for some reason it's not going on in other news networks. Not even Fox is talking about it, which is kind of strange, about this Tibbetts case, where she was stabbed, I think, 15 times left in a cornfield. And the guy saying now he's saying that he wasn't read as Amanda Wright or whatever because he didn't speak English or something. I mean, Michael, it's off the chain what's going on with these Democrats. I mean, absurdity. And if you notice... You know, they keep talking about Trump. And one thing I'm going to let you go in a minute. I know you got other callers. What about the story, Michael, that you were reporting on it? When Dianne Feinstein supposedly had a Chinese guy, spy, working in her administration, how come she wasn't brought up on the pro quo?
Well, it's a mystery, but yeah. I mean, yes, she should have been. Because, you know, she willingly had this Chinese spy working in her office.
Absolutely, and you don't hear the media shut that up because it's a Democrat. I mean, I'm going to tell you this, that Tulsi Gabbard did the American public a favor by getting rid of that Kamala Harris. I will give Tulsi some credit for that. She did great exposing that Kamala, that lizard, whatever you want to call her. But, you know, and another thing, Michael, there's one more story I'm going to let you hit on. I'm going to hit on, and I'm going to let you go. Michael, did you see on Drudge Report, and it was actually on Drudge and Breitbart, it was 3 days ago, they're talking that the NFL is turning out to be like the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Yeah, they're talking about the NFL games are fixed. They already know what team's going to win. They already know what team's going to win the Super Bowl. And when I saw that report, as soon as I saw that, Mike, I was thinking about you, what you said one day, and I was thinking, man, I remember Michael brought up the show X-Files, and I saw that with the Smoking Man. Remember on the X-Files?
Yeah, I remember the Smoking Man.
Yeah, the Smoking Man said that all the football games and the games are all fixed. I'll never forget that one episode with Scully and, what was the other guy? Scully and Mulder or whatever.
Mulder.
And, yeah, Mulder. And the Smoky Man saying, Buffalo will never win the Super Bowl because we got all the games fixed. I'll never forget that episode. And matter of fact, Breitbart, I think it was Breitbart, or one of them, said that now they're starting to, people are calling in saying that these games look too fixed now, the refs, and how the players won't get hurt. I mean, it really, and I watched a couple games, and I couldn't even, I only watched it for a few minutes, Michael, and I was like, wow, these games really do look fixed. So I don't know what to say about the NFL, man, but if this they're reporting some of these networks that it's like
WWF. There's nothing new about that. Remember the story of the Black Sox?
Yes, sir. I sure do. Chicago.
Yeah.
Julius Joe Jackson, right?
Yep.
Yeah, they used to teach that in school. When you were in elementary school, they used to tell you that story about they used to read it. The teacher would have to read a book to all the kids about Julius Joe Jackson. Yes, yes, I remember that. I was taught that as a kid about that story. But I just don't know, Michael. Everything looks so rigged, I don't know what to say. You know, tomorrow they're having a major thing on history about the Vikings, and to see what's going on in those Nordic countries like Denmark and Sweden and Norway and even Ireland and England. Those are Nordic countries. Those are Viking conquered countries too. I don't know if you know that. Scotland.
Yes.
Those are all Vikings.
Of course.
And now they're all turning out to be a bunch of cream puffs. I tell you, it's really amazing to me. Really. And, you know, Michael, it's like we talk about with Texas and Florida. Of course the Democrats are going to try to do everything they can to bring all these people from those New England states into these states to take over to turn them blue. And until I see these Republicans
yes.
really get strong about these New Jerseyans and New Yorkers, they should not even be allowed to move unless they tell what their politics is going to be. Because you bring in all these millions of New Yorkers and New Jerseyans to the deep south, they're going to turn those states to blue. And it should be allowed.
Well, I know they're aiming at Texas right now. They're absolutely aiming at Texas. Anyway, Tom, we're going to let you go here. And thank you for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, not a whole lot, Mike, but some pertinent stuff. I hope you guys enjoyed your Thanksgiving weekend, you and Claire.
We did.
Oh, good. Good. As far as I know, you don't have any snow over there yet.
Not yet, but they're expecting it a week from today.
Yeah, that lack of snow really surprises me. I've been looking at the forecast here in our country. This is not good. So I was just listening to the conversation between you and your last caller there, Tom in Florida.
Yes.
Overall, he's a great caller. I really appreciate a lot of things he has to say. Hey, Tom in Florida, just in case you're listening, I've got a YouTube channel. It's called A Voice in the Dark. Maybe you should listen to it. We have a lot in common. We should talk. But in the meantime, I was listening to a cup of... I just got a frog in my throat. Give me a second. I was listening to a couple of the callers before Tom, and a couple of things really kind of came to mind with me. This whole impeachment process with the president. Can I get your personal opinion on that? As for where we're at right now in the process?
Well, according to the report that we got this morning, Horowitz is basically going to wrist slap everybody, and that will be the end of the Russiagate investigation. But at this point, I would say that, you know, Schiff is bound for impeachment. Pelosi's bound for impeachment. And I think if it happens, we may see violence in the streets.
Well, can I ask your opinion about the conflict that may be occurring between John Brennan and James Comey? I think they're about to throw each other under the bus. The good news for us is the bus has got a lot of wheels. We've got room for both. But I want to hear
yes.
your opinion on that.
No, I think we're starting to see a lot of, shall we say, internecine rivalries where you know, people are basically concerned and you know the swamp is starting to tremble.
I'm so proud of you for calling it that. I was going to call it pissing contest. You're definitely the much more responsible person here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anything else?
No, brother. You have a great day. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I'm in the end, you and I, we agree on so much. you might not believe in God, and I totally do. We both believe in the same level of politics, and I respect you. So I'm really glad that you're here, and I hope RBN is able to keep its funding so you can continue broadcasting. If Republic Broadcasting goes down, have you come up with any alternatives to make sure that you can still broadcast to us? Because a lot of us have a lot of respect for what you have to say.
There's an alternative for me to work with, and I don't want to get into too much details, but there'd be a plan B.
Good. Yeah, no, there's no reason for you to go into it on air, because we don't want our enemies to be able to identify our trajectory, but I'm glad you have a plan B in mind. And I really hope John has, Mr. Statmiller himself, has a plan B in mind, because this is not really going good for us lately. I hope that we're able to achieve some kind of difference here really soon, us conservatives and constitutionalists and, what I guess Ron Paul would call them, libertarians. Those of us who believe in moral value, we're about to lose our platform. And December 10th is a big...
Yeah, unfortunately, as I mentioned before, Ryan Dawson has had the plug pulled on him from AdSense and PayPal and Twitter. We're in a situation right now where we are being censored, and it's a little frustrating.
Well, anyone who actually has listened to Mr. Dawson and what he has to say realizes just what we're risking right here. We're risking reality. They want to censor reality for the sake of whatever they're thinking of. And this is kind of getting sick. It's kind of scaring me a whole lot. But if I could, one more time, Mike, if you don't mind, can I just kind of shout out my YouTube channel just in case any one of my 8 subscribers or my 52 viewers want to know about me?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Okay. My YouTube channel is A Voice in the Dark. The reason I put it that way is because when you go to that channel, you're going to see nothing but a black screen and a voice.
Okay.
God bless anonymity. Yeah. Totally for anonymity's sake. But I do have a few good things to say there. Most of it's opinionated. Some of it is very well researched and fact-based and backed up. But I'm trying to lead everybody in thoughtfully. I've only got 6 videos up so far. Just started about a month ago, but we're going to see how it goes. I'm hoping to get some subscribers, and I'm hoping to be able to survive the December 10th, whatever they call it, the event horizon, maybe? Maybe that's a good term for it? Yeah.
I think that's a very good term for it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's like the Rubicon, as far as I'm concerned. I'm probably on the wrong side of the Rubicon. But, hey, in the meantime, Mike, I really do appreciate your time. I really do appreciate your research. Your radio show rocks. I listen to you every day. And I really hope you're able to keep going. And in the meantime, till we meet again, I wish you the best of luck. Hello, all the listeners. I love you guys. You support this network. You rock. And with that, I'm out.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're coming up on a commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and I'm going to wait until I'm going to wait until the end of the commercial break, and then we'll deal with that caller. So stay tuned, and... we're just going to keep on going for as long as we can. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Just want to respond to the caller from Florida, and I totally agree with what he's saying. You know, the Democrats have plotted to make, you know, whites a minority to turn certain states, different ethnic groups, to get Democrat voters. But my thing is, I guess I'm more at peace with it now. Tom sounds pretty, he feels like if he just votes Republican one more time, then that's going to stop. But, you know, the Republican Party, I mean, Trump was about the only populist. I think he had a populist message and people voted for it. It was nationalist, secure borders, bring jobs back. And it was pro-working man, you know, and but the Republican Party is not like that, you know. So you could see what they did the first 2 years. All they did was a corporate tax cut, you know, so I guess I can't vote Democrat, but I guess I've passed the point of thinking that the Republicans are going to save me. That's for sure, you know, and I've been in California a lot and Texas a lot. And there's just as many homeless people and crap in places like Houston than San Francisco. So I don't know. I guess the fear of that blue thing. I guess they've already won. It's like Ann Coulter's book, Adios America. It's kind of already happened. I think it's past the point of trying to stop that. Because at the end, you always get stabbed in the back by a Republican, really. They
yes.
pretend, you know what I'm saying? Like Paul Ryan.
Well, you get stabbed in the back by all politicians. And don't forget the story that we had out there earlier, that the way they're going to deal with the homeless crisis in California is they're literally going to confiscate assets and say, you can't take care of yourself, we'll take care of you for you.
Yeah, but you know, at least, I don't know. I mean, but I lived in Austin, Texas for a while, and you'd have all these kind of yuppies and like literally walking over the bodies of, I remember one day there was a homeless guy. I thought he might have been dead. And I went and told the store owner just in the middle of the sidewalk, and all these party people and people are out in trendy Austin. You know, I mean, there was homeless people on every corner there. You know, you go to places like Houston, it's just filthy and like a third world area, more even than L.A. sometimes. So, you know, and the wages of those Republican states are pretty low, too. It's like, I mean, Texas has a big government. They just prefer putting people in jail than helping people, I guess, you know, which California does, too, but...
Yeah.
They're both worthless, I guess, is my point.
Well,
I personally, go ahead.
You're right about that, and I mean, we're seeing this growing tendency to basically ignore the homeless and hungry, and you know, take the attitude of. Well, who cares about them?
Yeah, and just let them die, you know? That's their... no one really cares. It's pretty sad. I see it everywhere I go. I mean, it's just... but it's everywhere. It's not just, you know, Democrat states or whatever. It's definitely... And, you know, if, like, say, minimum wage, I think it should have at least been adjusted for inflation, you know, so I'm Democrat on that issue, because I think if you work, you should get paid a little bit, at least enough to get a little apartment or something. So I guess call me socialist there, but then these Republicans want to get rid of all that and then pretend like they're good at getting rid of stuff that helps people, but in the end, they're never going to stop the immigration, as we've seen with the corporate tax cut. And they did not do anything on immigration because they had the House, the Senate, and Trump for 2 years, and they literally did nothing except that corporate tax set. And they couldn't even repeal Obamacare after.
Yeah, that's
like, trying to.
That's one of the frustrating things. You know, is that,
yeah? I mean, they voted.
Trump
voted
had
like,
the House and Senate, and couldn't do anything.
Yeah, and it makes them look like fools because they voted, like, I don't know how many, 20 times to get rid of Obamacare when Obama was in there, and then Trump was up there saying, okay, let's get rid of it, and nothing. I mean, they're just, I might vote for Trump again, but he's, you know, I like Rand Paul, there's a few good politicians, you know, I like Jim Traffican or... You know, some of these other
people. The only way I would vote for Trump again is if Hillary ran, and she's refusing to say if she's going to run or not. All right, well, listen, thank you for the phone call, Dan. We got to let you go, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a phone call from David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I had two things, but I forgot. Anyways, I had to call back, but I forgot one of them. But when you guys were talking about Sweden, there was a woman, I think she was from a newspaper or some kind of conservative group or something, but a Swedish woman. And she revealed who does run most of the, like maybe 90 or 95% of the papers there. And it was similar to what's going around the world. So, and she, of course, she had to step down because that was truth equals sometimes anti-Semitism in certain circles. So she just said who was running the papers, and that's all. She didn't say anything anti-Semitic. And she got fired. So I forgot her name. The way to Google it is just, journalists or whatever reveals Zionists running newspapers in Sweden, something like that. So that's about all I had. I had something else, but I forgot what it was.
Okay, well, you know, maybe it'll come back to you here. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was driving down Cahuenga Boulevard today in Los Angeles, Hollywood, right across, within a quarter mile, under a bridge from under the 101 from Hollywood Bowl, to let you know where that's at. And there's barely any underpass here that there hasn't been a homeless encampment spring up. And today, for the first time, I mean, and they're filthy, Mike. They've got trash and scum and all the stuff that you see and hear about in San Francisco is going on here, too. But today I saw one. There was a big trash garbage truck collection truck there. They had blocked off two lanes of the three-lane street, three-lane on each side. And there were about, oh, I don't know, 10 cops there, and they were rousting all the homeless. They were throwing all that junk that they have in their, you know, shopping carts and all the other stuff, and rousting them all. And, to be honest with you, I was happy to see it. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. I just spent six figures on a house a year and a half ago, and there's homeless encampments a quarter of a mile away from there. It's ridiculous. More and more coming in and more being displaced by the illegals, more and more taxpayers leaving, property values going down. This place is doomed. It's utterly doomed.
Yep.
And but I was actually glad to see it. I just don't want them. There's got to be a way. Make a tent city. There's got to be enough. Government's got to. We've been in enough wars. There's enough canvas for everybody, probably. Make a tent city somewhere. Put these people in it. Dig a couple of latrines, and you know what? Put a couple of showers in, and they can stay under tent. You know, but I'm tired of seeing it.
Well, the reason you're seeing it is because all of the money in this country is being spent on the wars, Israel, and Wall Street, and there's nothing left over. As I mentioned earlier in the show, 60% of the jobs created since 1990 are low-income jobs, low-wage jobs. And, it's hideously out of balance, the whole system. And I'm not happy to see homeless people. I think everybody should have a home. And, obviously, somebody's got different ideas.
Well, you know what I'd like to see, Mike? I'd like to see, for one thing, the root of all this problem was we got a bunch of people who can print money out of nothing and can't be audited. Money out of nothing and cannot be audited. And they get their way everywhere in the world. And I would like to just reverse all that stuff. I wish the homeless people would find their houses and go there and say, ah, look, a home without people for people without a home, and move in and displace them and see what they say.
That would be a very, very nice thing, because it really is completely out of control. And again, you had that law that they've passed in California where they'll simply take your money and say you're not capable of being self-sufficient. And of course not. That's the whole point of homelessness, is you're not self-sufficient. And so they're just going to grab your assets and conserve you, which I'm not even sure what that means.
What assets? I mean, what do these guys have? Their shopping carts? You know, a poncho?
Yeah.
They have no assets. They created the problem with the influx of all the stuff, with all the wars, and now they are you know, and these people have nowhere to go, Mike. That's the shame of it. Nobody will take them. There's big areas of L.A. that and nobody will allow them. I wish, frankly, they wouldn't be allowed in my area, but I wish there was an area where they were allowed, and that the city, which of course is a sanctuary city, and a lot of these people are Mexican too. The city would look after them, but it ain't going to happen.
No, it isn't going to happen, and you're right. A big part of the problem is the sanctuary city situation, because it's just making the circumstances of the homeless people that much more dire. And you think that they'd want to take care of the legal American citizens, but it isn't happening. The Democrats are bringing in the illegal immigrants and the refugees so that they can vote blue.
And you know, Mike, where it's depressing my properties, and I have a nice house,
yeah,
depressing the price of my property, what it's raising at the low end with all the illegals and all these people who can barely afford a shelter, struggling for the slum lords and all that, they're able to maintain their rents and their property because there's an endless supply of absolute low-end dregs for the slum lords. So their property maintains while ours drops.
Yes.
So it's nuts. It's nuts. I don't know. It's, you know, Mike, this place, we are totally controlled. Tom from Florida was right about, look at the people that are operating this thing against Trump. Look who they are. Look at their names. Look at the heads of the Democratic Party. Look at the biggest donors in both parties. All the biggest donors. Look who you can't criticize. Look who can print money and not be audited. You know, look who you can't even discuss the Holocaust about in 16 countries. You know, what does it all add up to? You know, what does it all add up to? Who do we point the finger at for where this country's going? It seems really clear to me.
Yes.
But,
it's clear to me too.
You know? Phil Giraldi had a good article today. I sent it to you like four times. You might want to take a look at, but I don't think you ran it as far as I know, but it's really a good one. And it talks about, people used to talk about the international Zionist, they didn't call it that, international Zionist conspiracy, and it was like, oh my God, how anti-Semitic. People would laugh at you. Nobody who knows anything would laugh at that anymore. Like that Barbara Spector in Sweden, or, you know, what's going on in France, or in Germany, or anywhere, the European Union, here. I love India, wants to go with the Israeli model, the apartheid, it's really unbelievable.
Yeah.
Mike, I got to sign off here. I'm pulling in somewhere, and I've got to talk to somebody here.
All right. Well, listen, you know, good luck, and thank you for the phone call. Claire and I lived in L.A. for a while, and it seemed like it was a really nice place, and it began to deteriorate. And a big part of it, we lived up in North Hollywood, near Lancashire, and they were putting in that new rail line. And when we and we started seeing the homeless come in. Okay, let's a few more things going here. Let's see. I ditched Google for DuckDuckGo while you should too. And I'm in agreement. You don't need Google. In fact, Google has become virtually useless simply by fact of its censorship. Okay, is Joe Kernan the most irritating and misinformed anchor on CNBC? I would say so. Now, here's a little bit of interesting news. Speaking of Google, Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are stepping down as CEO and president. Yes, they got kind of burned out here. Silicon Valley giants accused of avoiding over $100 billion in taxes over the last decade. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this this David Icke on Alex Jones. What's the big takeaway from David's two-hour co-host on AJ Today, and I don't know why Mark didn't bring it up, was that David said he'd been saying for decades, no human is in control of the planet, and a non-human is. Not the Clintons, the Rothschilds, and AJ's been mentioning this now and again for years, but mainly because he's heard it from Icke years ago. AJ was just cautious all these years for being seen as a kook, but today's show, AJ did agree with Icke in that respect. The gist of the agenda, according to Icke, is to dehumanize the planet. And the reason David has not been on Alex Jones in 2 years is because Alex Jones was busy going to bat for Donald Trump. David already resigned to the situation. AJ wanted to give Donald Trump a chance to turn things around. AJ said at the top of the show, that David Icke was mad at him for being a DT fanboy and refused to appear on Alex Jones. So there we are. Okay, a grand jury has indicted Democratic donor Ed Buck on drug trafficking offenses, including giving methamphetamine to two victims who suffered fatal overdoses. Have to wonder about these people here. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Anthony in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How have you been?
Busy.
Oh, you know, it's been some time since I talked to you, and I wanted to come on air and talk to you about the Windows operating system you talked about a few years back. You were saying that it had backdoor programs.
Yeah, but at this point, pretty much all electronics have got backdoors in them.
Yeah, I just want to say to your listeners on air, be careful of the Windows 10 operating system, because I saw for myself a Windows app, and I had an alien. I have an Alienware computer, and I had a tech look at it, and he opened up all my files that he can look at in a certain mode, you know, and he was online helping me, and we saw the file, the Windows app. It can't be deleted, it cannot be viewed, it's protected, and what they said that is part of the operating system. And so I just thought that I'd bring this to your attention and to the listeners that be careful of Windows 10, you know. And I'm thinking, Mike, you know, what should I do? Should I, because back then you said that the Linux and the GNU operating system have no backdoor programs.
Well, we can't really be sure about that. And I remember there was a Linux conference not too long ago where the father of one of the Linux cuts was asked, is there a back door? And he shook his head. He said, no, there isn't. At the same time, he was nodding his head up and down. It's all full of spyware. It's all full of spyware. I mean,
I know.
The ring.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's going to say, you've got the Ring, you've got all these smart voice assistants, and they're all basically designed to peak. In fact, there was security experts were saying you need to be careful about your smart TVs, and that you might want to just put a piece of tape over the cameras.
Wow. Yeah, I put a piece of tape over my camera on my Alienware computer, my laptop, and so...
Okay, well, Anthony, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call now from Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know, I would just want to comment what Tom from Florida said. And in a way, he's right, but you have to go back in the history. It's the ruling party now that's together with other two other parties, that Social Democrats, and I think it's their fault. They were in political power from 1936 to 1976, and that's almost like two generations. So you get these people that depended more on the state than themselves. And it's got a little to do with that and the fact that, I don't know. It's just, I think it's because of the Social Democrats. And then back in the 70s, they had a meeting with two or three, what do they call them, high up in the Muslim world, imams,
yeah,
or whatever. I forgot. Yeah. And they decided that they were going to support the Social Democrats if they could become party members. So now there are some party members that are Muslim that are in the Social Democratic Party. And the Social Democratic Youth Organization, which most parties have in Sweden, like the Young Republicans and Young Democrats. So they've infiltrated now in the Social Democratic Party. And that's partially way a fact. And also, I think that the women's rights groups have really, really deteriorated since this immigration. They don't want to, they will not come out and say that it's the immigrants. They say, oh, men, all men rape. But you never see like 10 Swedes, you know, rape, beating up a woman. And, you know, it's unheard of.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's partially the mentality, the fact that they have been indoctrinated, actually, to live with this, and we have to take it in open arms, and, you know, poor immigrants and all this. And there are cases when people become Vikings, and like there was a girl that was raped, 10-year-old, and her uncle was in a motorcycle gang, and they found the guy and they just beat him to a pulp. But you, things like that, it's not, you know, it's far and few between, but it does happen. But I think the Vikings are more in Denmark and Norway now, because the Norwegian, I can't think of it, what do you call it in English? The minister for courts, for high courts, came out and said that we have freedom of expression and freedom of speech in this country. He defended a guy that started a new party in Norway that burned the Quran, and so he came out and defended that in Norway. But I don't think it would ever happen in Sweden. I think you would be put in jail for that.
Yeah, I can imagine you would be.
That's all I have to say. But I agree with Tom in some ways, you know, and you know, but it's a matter of indoctrination. It's the people that's been indoctrinated here so long. Okay,
right,
well, thank you very much, Mike.
Sebastian, I got to let you go. It's there's the music. It's time to end the show. Please stay tuned for, well, I believe Steve Elkins is running John's microphone today. So stay tuned for him. And again, please support What Really Happened. Please support RBN. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.